Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And again today, we have a wonderful lesson as Jonah finally, after he has learned from the Lord, understands that he is actually hurting himself by going against the Lord's commands. So before we start, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you knowing that you care for us more than anyone else we know. And I know that you want us to know you and to know your son, Jesus. And I pray as we study today that you will help us to do just that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Today's lesson is titled, Salvation is of the Lord, and it comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. As Jonah continued his prayer and description of his experience inside the belly of the great fish, he concluded, they who observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. In chapter 2 and verse 9 of this prophecy, Jonah shared how he would sacrifice unto God with the voice of thanksgiving and pay that he vowed because salvation is of the Lord. We read, but I will sacrifice unto you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The verse begins, but I will sacrifice unto you with the voice of thanksgiving. The writer began with the word but, which is a disassociation conjunction that means what is about to be written takes precedence over what was just stated. Jonah said, I will sacrifice, or Jonah would kill or slaughter for an offering unto you, which refers to the Lord, with the voice or the sound, lightness, and frivolity of thanksgiving, which means confession, praise, and sacrifice of thanks, such as a thanks offering. With a thankful and grateful heart, Jonah offered praise with his voice unto God. The verse goes on to say, I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The writer continued, I will pay, or I will be in a covenant of peace, that I have vowed, which means what Jonah promised and committed to. Salvation, or deliverance and victory, is of the Lord, which refers to Jehovah, or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God. When Jonah promised to do as he vowed, he discovered that true deliverance and freedom are provided by the Lord. When we meditate upon the words in this verse, we find Jonah reasoning about what he could have experienced much earlier. Salvation is from the Lord, and God's provision of salvation today is through Jesus Christ, his Son. Disobeying the commands of God was the reason Jonah found himself inside the great fish. And he could have saved himself much earlier by simply doing as God said. Many people find themselves in deep trouble before they realize God's mercy is what they have been forsaking. If we discover disobedience in our lives, let us not delay our prayers to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, his Son, and we shall receive the salvation God intends for us all the time. Next time, we see how the fish vomited Jonah upon the dry land. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.